Father, we want to just thank you that we can be together. Thank you, Lord, that we can be family. Thank you, Lord, that we can be in your presence. Father, we thank you, Father, in your presence there's fullness of joy. And Father, we come with an expectation, Lord. We open our hearts to receive what you have for us this morning, God. I pray that you'll come and speak through me. Come and encourage, Holy Spirit. Come and build up your church, your people. Father, we thank you that you know where each and every party is in this time of their life. And we just pray that your will be done. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, friends, I'm just excited this morning to start a brand new series. It's on character. And, you know, as I was just praying about this series, I really believe that God wants to sharpen our character. He doesn't just want to sharpen us in the spirit. We can hear his voice. But I believe it's part of our journey is that God wants to equip us. You know, that we grow in our relationship with him. And last week I shared about, being in building trust, where there's trust being built in our relationship with God. That's what a relationship is built on. It's on trust. And so I really just pray that this series will encourage you to become all that God has called you to be, and, you know, that we will grow. How many of you need to grow? How many of us, you know, we need to grow in our relationship. We need to grow in areas of our lives. You know, Jesus says, come, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. You know, that make you is part of the discipleship process as he spent time with his disciples. And so, you know, I just know that over these 8 weeks that God is going to do something in your heart, that he's going to bring change in some areas of your life as we allow him. You know, it's important that we need to allow, right, as we hear God's word, that we need to be doers and we need to apply some of these truths. So I believe as you apply some of these truths that we're going to look at in Scripture, that God is going to do something. And I really pray that you'll be inspired. And how many of you need a bit of inspiration in your life right now? A bit of encouragement? And so we're going to just look at some characters in the Bible. And I just know that there's so much that we can learn from them. I've entitled this message this morning, Moving Beyond Limitations. Can we just get that next slide there? Moving beyond limitations. And I know that there's a lot of things in our lives that wants to limit us in our journey. How many of you know that when Jesus said, come follow me, it's not going to be that easy. It's not going to be an easy route, but it's going to be a fulfilling route. I know that there's so much that those disciples learned from Jesus. But I know that there's some limitations and some barriers that they've encountered in their lives. It's part of life. It's part of our journey. I've experienced that as a young believer when I said yes to Jesus, when I recommitted my life, I committed my life when I was 8 years old, and then again in 1999, after I went into the wilderness a little bit, and then God came to my rescue again. But I said, yes, Lord, I will follow you. There's some things that I encountered in my life, but it was so important in that season of my life really to allow the Holy Spirit and God to assess and look at some areas of my life that had to be reinforced, things that need to, and really had a need of some good foundations in my life. And so part of this is the series is just also allowing the Holy Spirit to examine your heart and allow him into those areas where he needs to just reinforce some of the character things, work some through character things in your lives. In our previous series, we look at the Holy Spirit and living empowered by the Holy Spirit. And so really we want to work with the Holy Spirit as we invite him and say, Holy Spirit, come and make me more like Jesus. I want to become more Christ-like. That's the whole journey. That is the main purpose for us as followers. We want to look more like Jesus every day. And so I want us just to turn to our Bibles to John verse 1. And We're going to look at a character, inspirational man, that really inspired me in such a way that I actually called my son after him. And Joshua, let's just read here from verse 1. If you have your Bibles, we have it on the screen there. It says here, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I'm giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I will have given to you, just as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, to the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. Now here we see that Joshua is in a transition time in his life, right? So for years he has been living in the shadow of Moses, a great mentor. And now he comes to this place ready to enter into the promised land, something God has promised to Moses. Now what it says here, Moses is dead. And now he's not going to take this responsibility, this promise that God gave to him and his forefathers. And now he's going to then walk and fulfill this promise. Just spare a moment here for Joshua. You know, that is some big shoes to fill. Just think for a moment, you know, everything that he's just about done is being given to him, this responsibility. And I believe with authority comes responsibility. So this is being passed on to him. And so he's lived in Moses' shadow for many years. So God is just calling him out of that shadow and said, you know what, Joshua, I believe in you. This is what I'm called you to do. I want you to enter into this land. And so he was in the company of the most courageous leaders in the Bible. And so, you know, he spent time. And I believe this is also just part of how God just shaped his character for this very important moment in his life. How many of you believe that the people that God has brought into your life is there for a reason? They help to shape your character. They can either be builders or breakers, right? People that build you up or break you down. And here we see that Joshua was surrounded with people that built him up, encouraged him. It wasn't always encouraging. There wasn't always those encouraging people on that journey. A lot of them said, hey, let's go back. I mean, they questioned Moses' leadership. I'm sure that his leadership was questioned by some of the people. But I believe in the camp, there was people there that was encouraging. And so first point I want to make this morning is, friends, that courage rests upon a clear assignment from God. Courage rests upon a clear assignment from God. I want to take that word this morning. I want to explore that a little bit, what courage, because this is something that I believe God wants to do, is give us courage. This is something we can grow in. And I believe all of us here sitting this morning have received a measure of courage. Just the same way you've received a measure of faith, God wants you to grow in courage. And the only way to grow in courage is to be encouraged. And I really hope that this will encourage you. But I believe that Joshua's courage was primarily resting from that assignment that he received from God. I believe when there's a promise, that is where we draw from that. That's where you get courage. And so as he was facing one of the most important assignments in his life, it was important that he needed to draw from that promises. How many of you right now in your life need to just be reminded again why God called you here? Why he called you from the sunny nations and wherever you come from in the world, but he's called you here on a mission assignment. You might find yourself, you think, you know, am I here by accident? Absolutely not. This is God's assignment for you. You're here for a reason. But it rests on a clear call from God. Now, some of us, it might not be that clear right now. I really pray that it will become clearer to you the why God has called you here. And so verses 1 to 4, God gives Joshua his mission assignment. And said, this is what I want you to do, Joshua. This is where I want you to go. Some of us are discouraged in our lives because we have refused to follow God's assignment and do what God has told us to do, not because He hasn't told us. Friends, I believe that many of us can become discouraged. It's the same way you are encouraged. You can be discouraged, especially when you are faced with this call, something God has called you to. I'm sure here in Joshua's life, you know, he was at that place where he faced that and said, you know, I this is what God's called me to do, but it's going to need courage to get there. I don't think that he was always encouraged. There's some serious, if you read about Joshua's life and what he had to endure, what he had to go through. Some of you have heard me say this before, to get to, we need to go through. And it's the going through that season that we are learning how to depend on a trustworthy God. And this is important, that in our foundation that we know that God is a trustworthy God. And so our courage rests on not just our assignment, but on that promise of what He's called us to. Your courage will rise when you have a confidence in the call. I know that many of us, you've received a call and it wasn't really what you've expected to receive. And it's very difficult to draw some inspiration and courage from that call. But really my prayer is that today, this morning, that God will make it clear that He will reinforce this call in the same way as Joshua was recommissioned. He was commissioned at that moment. He was set apart for God's plans and His purposes. And that's really what I pray, that this morning will be a time of just God recommissioning us and just sharpening us again, our vision, and saying, Lord, what is it that You've called me to do? I'm unsure, I'm uncertain, and in many ways I'm discouraged right now. But I love what God is doing. He's calling us to Himself. And as we spend time with our Heavenly Father, there's so many things of His nature that rubs off on us. And you know, and there's so many things that has been reinforced and strengthened in our relationship. It's the same way in my relationship with my children. As I spend more time with them, they get to know me. They get to know my voice. Now it's not always a gentle voice. Instructing them, correcting them, but you know, it's a voice that it says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And I just pray that God's voice will become clearer to you. And it was clear here when God spoke to Joshua very clearly. Joshua's life was marked with strength and courage. If you just think about it, and you know, we're gonna see later in that portion of scripture and how God spoke to him very clearly about be strong, be courageous. He said it three times. I don't know if Joshua had some hearing aid problems, but how many of you know that God sometimes needs to speak to us more than once? Maybe twice, three, four times, but God will make it clear to you. Sometimes it's just our inability to hear from Him. I believe God is speaking all the time. Sometimes we just need to hear His voice again. So, and He says here three times, be strong and be courageous, because He knew that Joshua needed courage to get to where He's called him to. Now they've come a long way, right? They came out of Egypt, they were in the wilderness, in the desert there, 40 years, and they're now just about to enter. But as they step into Canaan, it wasn't just dark. Everything is going to, the promised land is going to be sunshine and roses, right? There's some battles that's going to be fought as well. Challenges that they're going to face from, you know, just from his people. Say, hey, let's rather go back. It was better in Egypt. Why have you brought us to this place? And so God had to prepare him, said, you know, I want you, Joshua, to be strong. I want you to be courageous. I feel like God is just saying that to some of you this morning. Be strong, be courageous. For a lot of you that is in this city, you've been on quite a journey. You've been through the wilderness. You've gone through some challenges to get here. And on this journey, you've been hearing God's voice. Keep going. Persevere. Be strong and be courageous. You know, we were in Israel about a month ago. Feels like ages ago. And we came to a site. Just want to put that next slide there. And we came to this site. It's called Tal Arat. And it's a Canaanite city. And our tour guide took us there. It's such an interesting place. Love that place. The first time I've been there. And that was the actual city that Joshua had to enter in and conquer. And so he came to that place, and it was a place where it was occupied by the Canaanites. And this is the place that Moses sent in the 12 spies. Some of you know that story. And so they went to spy out the land. And so what they've discovered in this land, that there was giants in the land. There were some challenges in that city. God called them to conquer it, but it was occupied. It was a stronghold. It wasn't a pleasant place. We actually went to, just go to the next slide there, please. You know, in the homes that we've seen, you know, it was in the middle, there was like this rock. That's fine. There's this rock that they have, and so you could see the idol worship that took place. You know, it wasn't the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I mean, things kind of went in a different direction. And so they had this piece of stone in the middle of the house, and that was the idol that they worship. So these people, they were not putting their trust in God. It was in idols, and that's what they worship. It was a sign, a symbol, right in the middle of this home. And so this is what Joshua was facing at the time. It says here, Moses sent out 12 spies that came back with a full report about how lush and fruitful the land was. But they also came back saying that the inhabitants were giants. They literally said, we seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And that's in Numbers 13, verse 33. Let's go to the next slide there. Friends, this is what we saw as we came up to that city. Literally saw hundreds. Who is there? Anybody on the trip with me? Our team's not here today. Quite a few people are. But there was these hundreds of these small little grasshoppers that were springing up everywhere in this pathway around this very city where they said this here in Numbers 13, verse 33, we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes. This is what they said to Moses. And I saw this just there and I thought, wow, this is what they thought. And it wasn't big grasshoppers. They were tiny, wee, tiny little ones jumping up around that area. And as I was thinking about that, there's a few things that God wanted me to share about. Because I believe as we call to that promise that God has called us to, friends, that we will sometimes encounter a mindset that it's impossible. It's not possible. And I believe they had a grasshopper mentality, if I can put it that way. They thought, no, we're insignificant. There's no way we can do this. There's no way we can enter into this place and conquer this land. They said, we are well able to take this land. This is what Joshua said when he came back. He said, we are well able to take this land. So of the 12, two of them, Caleb and Joshua, said, hey, we can do this. We can do this. We can take this land. We can take down these giants. They were not at all moved by what they saw. They were moved by what God had promised. Friends, it's so important. In that moment, as we draw courage, it's what God said, not what man said. As the scripture said, I spoke about last week, some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will put our trust in the name of our God. And so here, this was a defining moment for Joshua and Caleb. They say, what are we going to believe? We've seen it. Now we got to decide, who are we going to believe? Who are we putting our trust into? Some have put their trust in those idols. But all the spies saw the same thing, but it was their perspectives that made the difference. You see, Caleb and Joshua had a different perspective. They had a different mindset. Some had a grasshopper mindset, mentality. But they said, with God, all things are possible. You know, guess who entered the promised land? Not the grasshoppers, but Joshua and Caleb. And the point I want to make here this morning is courage and confidence flows from the heart of man when his identity is rooted in the knowledge of who God is. I'm going to say that again, slowly. Courage and confidence flows from the heart of man when his identity is rooted in the knowledge of who God is. Friends, my question to you this morning, what is your identity rooted in? How do you see yourself today? When you look at your problems, do you see yourself as a tiny grasshopper? And it's easy to walk around saying, you know, I cannot do it. I am not worthy. I'm just small. I'm insignificant. You know, I've been teaching my little girl, Michaela. You know, she's kind of a small, little, tiny, but feisty little girl. And, you know, most of the kids are about a head and a half taller than her in her class. And so I've been helping her on this journey and say, hey, dynamite comes in small packets, okay? You're not insignificant. You might be shorter than the rest of your class, but let me tell you, you are able. You are strong. Your identity is rooted in your Heavenly Father. And so I've been helping her just to understand, you know, the confidence that comes from God, that God is with her. She's strong. She's able. She's more than an overcomer. And so already she's getting these voices. Are you tiny? You small? Why are you so small? And so these are the things, the voices that we hear out there. And I know many of you are experiencing that and have heard that, and things that's coming up against your character, questioning your character, questioning your ability. I feel this is what the enemy tries to do, is he wants us to, you know, feel inadequate. But God has said, you are able, because I believe that our confidence flows from our heart when our identity is rooted in the knowledge of who God is. Friends, who is God to you? Do you believe he's able? Do you believe he's strong? Do you believe he's trustworthy? And so when we start believing that and perceive that, and that is the knowledge of who he is, our faith is rooted in that. Our trust is rooted in that. Our courage is rooted in that, because this is who he is. So it's important that we know who God is, that we know him, not just know of God, but know God. There's a difference. God wants us to know him in these times. And I tell you that Joshua was a perfect example of this. He knew his God. That's why he could enter in. That's why he could cross over. And so some of us, you know, we're almost standing at that place of, you know, God said, you have to cross over. You know, I want to position you. I want you to go there. But we're standing the mouth of the river, And we're not sure if we're able to cross over in that place. And I always say, you know, going through a desert time in our lives, you know, we know where we come from, but we don't know where we're going. So some of you don't know where you're going. And that's okay, because God is going to give you clarity. He's going to speak to you. He's going to give you the confidence. He's going to give you the ability to cross over. And so, are you focused on your own strength and capabilities? Or are you focused on God's strength and capabilities? These are just questions that we need to ask ourselves just to evaluate. See, where are we in our journey with God? Are we questioning Him? Are we questioning His ability to give, to support us, to carry us through? And what is your identity rooted in? You know, we don't always feel like a son and daughter of God. Sometimes we feel different. But I believe this is what He wants us to know, that our identity is rooted in Him, in our relationship with Him. You are daughter of the utmost high God. So I just know that, you know, our world, friends, needs Joshua and Calebs. You know, this is just from their lives. You know, we can just extrapolate from this portion of Scripture and say, you know, what can I take? What can I apply to my life? What do I need to learn? Lord, sharpen my character. Help me to trust. Help me to follow your promises, to stand on your promises. And then the third point I want to make this morning is that courage rests upon the assurance of God's presence. So important. Friends, I believe that God will never call us to do anything apart from Him. Never. So the same way that He was with Moses, the same way He was with Joshua, the same way He's with you. He's the same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He doesn't change. His way of now He loves you more and now He loves you less. He loves you the same. It's the same God. And He wants you to know that He, as you go on this journey, whatever He's called you to do, whatever He's called you to enter into, whatever promise is that He say that my presence go with you. Courage rests upon the assurance of God's promise. I love this in Isaiah 41. Verse 10, I feel like this is for some of you this morning. It says, yet do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will be surely be ashamed in disgrace. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. How many of you need to hear that this morning? That He's going to take your hand. He's leading you every step of the way. So when we take the hand of the Father, there's moments, you know, just from, you hear me share a lot of illustrations about my children, but my goodness, I learn a lot being a father, you know, and just what they're going through and the relationship with God. But there's moments that they've been anxious at night, and it's amazing what the comfort of a father does, and sometimes a mother in that situation. Most of the time, Andrea, at the moment, there's time that they need their daddy, okay? And so when you arrive there, you just bring that comfort. You take their hand or whatever has happened. And you just put your arms around them, and you feel that comfort. And there's something, I could almost feel that fear lifts off them, that fear in that moment. And, you know, love has got that ability to do that. Because perfect love casts out fear, and that's who God is, that He is perfect love. And when He puts your hand, arms around you, that just lifts off you, that anxiety. And this is what he wants to say to us this morning. Do not fear. I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will come to your aid. I don't want to leave you as orphans. I will come to you and rescue you and help you to get to and through. Lean not on your own understanding. I shared it last week. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. What are the things that we're leaning on right now? Is it on man? Is it on God? Is it on, what is it? But this is what he wants to say to you. Take hold of my hand. It's here. This is a quote from my late president, Nelson Mandela. And this is what he shared about courage. He shared this, and I quote, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." Friends, I know that in our lives there's some things that you would need to conquer, that I need to conquer in my life. There's some giants in the land. How many of you realize there's some giants in the land? Now, not physical giants, but spiritual giants. There's things, stronghold, there's things that is absolutely here to destroy. And these are things that we face in our daily lives, in our families, that we have to confront. And the only way to deal with fear is to confront it. The same way Joshua had to confront some giants, confront some fear, insecurities, whatever it is. Whatever is marching against your mind right now, against your heart, against your life, against your family, God wants us to take authority. And this is what he says in 1 Corinthians 6, 13. Be on your guard. There we go. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. I love that. Through the whole Bible, it's like this journey. You just see this message over. Be strong. Be courageous. Be on your guard. Stand firm. That's what God is saying to you this morning. I just pray this morning as we just allow the Holy Spirit this morning and we invite Him to help us. Say, Lord, you know, I'm overwhelmed. I'm fearful right now. You know, come and remove these limitations. Come and remove these barriers in my life that prevents me from moving into your promises. Whether it's fear, unbelief, fear of failure. Let's just close our eyes for a moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. We thank you, God, that we can just draw inspiration from the life of Joshua. Father, thank you for the way that he was compelled and moved by conviction and a dependency on you, Father. Not a man, his own ability. But Lord, he was clearly leaning on you and not on his own understanding. And God, I pray and ask that you will help us, Holy Spirit, as your word says, is not by might nor by power, but by your Holy Spirit. Enable us to do what you've called us to do. Father, we thank you that you say in your word that you will not leave us as orphans, but you will come to us. You came to our rescue, and Lord, that you want to take us and lead us by your Spirit in Jesus' name. That you want to strengthen us this morning, Father. And God, I pray for folks here this morning, Father, that is finding it hard in this journey, in this particular season of their lives. Father, where they're almost feeling they're sinking in sinking sand. But Lord, I thank you, as your scripture said in Corinthians, that you will take our hand. And Father, I thank you that you came to our rescue. I thank you that you are here. You are God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. that you'll never leave or forsake us. That's your covenant promise to us. The same promise that you made to Joshua, Abraham, and Isaac. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. This promise is still for us today. And Father, I pray especially with his limitations over people, Father. There's some fear barriers, things that's preventing them, God, from entering into the fullness and the promises that you have for them. Lord, I want to break them this morning in Jesus' name. I come against that. I want to break it over people here this morning. We thank you, Father, that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, Lord. And I thank you that this morning that we can break fear right now, Lord. We confront fear. I speak to fear this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear. And I rebuke it. I bind it and we say in Jesus' name, fear, you have no right in this place. You have no right in the lives of your people, Father. And we pray that this fear will go, whatever it is, fear and intimidation, fear of man, fear of failure. I break it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that your promises to us is yes and amen, Father. We stand on your promises. And we thank you, Lord, that you give us this morning by your Spirit such an awareness of your presence in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I pray as I shared about this grasshopper mentality, I just pray, God, that you'll come and help us to change that, to remove that in Jesus' name. Your word says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And Lord, I pray this morning that you will renew our mind. Lord, come with your word and your spirit. Come and wash with your word over our minds, Lord. Come and wash away anything that is contrary to your promises and your word in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for helping us, aligning us with your word and your spirit, Lord, and help us to be anchored and established in the knowledge of who you are and in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give us understanding, Father. We thank you that your word, Father, is the compass of life. It's the place where we get direction. And Father, we just thank you that your word is alive. And we thank you that you're alive, you're here with us today. In Jesus' name. Let's just stand, let's just worship, and just spend some time worshiping God. And I just want to pray for some people here this morning. I really believe God wants you to receive some prayer. If you're struggling, maybe you're in a desert time of your life that you're just so uncertain and fearful and whatever it is, friend, I want to pray. Don't leave today without receiving prayer.